Isla Palmer loved cats. She loved their silky fur and little pink tongues. She loved how clever they were and the way they purred when they were happy. But most of all, she loved how they made you feel. It was impossible to be sad when a cat was around. Isla was sure she'd persuade her mum to let her have a cat of her very own one day. But until then, she'd just have to content herself with helping out at Abbey Park Vets, where her mum worked as a veterinary nurse. Isla liked nothing more than sitting at the front desk and meeting all the people and their pets, and it gave her the chance to snuggle with any cat who'd come in for a checkup. Isla glanced around the surgery and smiled to herself. The summer holidays had just begun, and she was looking forward to spending every possible second at the vets, allowing for maximum cat cuddling time in between all the chores that Mum had lined up for her. "The thing about cats," Isla said to her mum as she helped put away bandages in the supply cupboard, "is that they are so loving. Not like a hamster who would rather chew on a stick than let you stroke it, or a bearded dragon who hardly even moves and eats live bugs." Isla's mum sighed. "The thing about cats, Isla, is that I spend all day looking after them here at work, cleaning up their mess, feeding them, giving them stitches after they've managed to get stuck in an old wooden fence. The last thing I need when I get home is more cats to look after." Mum was always going on about how grown-ups didn't like to bring their work home with them. Isla couldn't understand this at all. If Mum worked in a pizza restaurant, Isla was sure that she wouldn't have a problem bringing her work home with her then. Her mum placed the last of the bandages in the cupboard. "We've had this conversation 100 times before, Isla. I'm sorry, but we are not getting a cat, or a stick insect, or any other type of pet. There would have to be a really good reason for me to say yes to us getting a cat, and being more loving than a bearded dragon is not a really good reason." Isla tried to hide her disappointment. She didn't want any other type of pet. All she wanted, all she'd ever wanted, was a cat of her own. "I do have a really good reason," Isla protested. She searched through her backpack for her I Heart Cats notebook, where she had written 9 more really good reasons to have a cat. But before she could continue with reason number 2, Mum was called away by Lucy, the vet. Isla sighed. She should have started with something better than the loving thing. Maybe reason number 6. A cat could save your life. Isla had heard about a cat who had woken its owners in the middle of the night when there had been a house fire. This was just one of the hundreds of reasons why cats were so amazing. She couldn't understand why her mum didn't feel the same. Isla stuffed her notebook into her backpack and made her way to the holding cages behind the consulting room where they kept sick or injured animals who were recovering from a procedure or waiting to be treated. She hoped there were some cats there today. In the first cage was Thompson, a grumpy, overweight black Labrador who seemed to spend more time at Abbey Park than his own home. Mum said he was very, very old in dog years, almost 89. Isla patted Thompson's head as he snored loudly and left a few dog biscuits for when he woke up. The next few cages were empty, but a little further along, inside a glass vivarium, was a large python called Cecil, another regular patient, wrapped around a log. Isla knew that snakes like to eat frozen mice. She shuddered, glad that she didn't have to feed Cecil. It wasn't that she was afraid of snakes, exactly. She'd just rather not touch the dead things they ate. Although, Cecil didn't only eat dead things. The reason he was at the vet so often was because he was always eating things he shouldn't. This time, he'd swallowed his owner's glasses. Isla thought that maybe Cecil wasn't that fond of dead things either. Isla readjusted her own glasses, which had slid down her nose slightly, and went to wash her hands, thinking that there were no more animals to see. Then she heard a quiet meow coming from a cage at the end of the corridor. She hurried down to take a look. A beautiful cat sat with a thick bandage around one of its back legs. It had bright green eyes, and its fur was mostly black, with white paws like little socks, and a furry white chest.